actually changing the podcast.
We are live.
Episode 170.
Wagwan.
An ultimate episode.
The end of season one. The big finale. Everyone gets shot.
Oh, just before I hit record, Julian's informed us he's got hurt his back.
Oh, yeah. It's a muscle thing. Yesterday at the gym, and I was going to do boxing today, but I had to cancel it.
What?
And I just plugged my charger in downstairs and it twinged it. And I fucked up.
I think. And we got Vittoria on the decks again.
Hello.
The nice king.
Everybody. The guy.
We got the guy.
That is genuinely such an old man thing to say, but hurting my back is one of my biggest fears.
This is a muscle thing, so it isn't sort of like a bone thing, which is scary.
Yeah, well, I met a friend for lunch last Sunday, and she has got...
You put her back up.
I slipped her disc, you know.
You know, ladies.
No, she's got she literally wore away one of her discs in her back. She had like proper back problems. She thought it was muscular.
Yeah.
And then she went and got it tested, and like one of them was out of place, and they'd literally worn one away. So now they're doing all these crazy
brutal
stuff to like stretch it out and do it. Like, it sounds
dangerous. The old back, innit?
I know.
Too many little moving parts.
Yeah, exactly. It makes you.
They should just make one part.
It should just one bit of spine, and it should just have a hinge halfway through.
Like a scaffold pole.
Yeah, that you just sort of. It's got one hinge. You just sort of bend.
Just like a door.
That's it. I don't understand why there's so many
like
bits.
A cat flap.
I mean, it's obviously a marvel of evolution, but could have made it easier, innit?
I know. Evolution's rubbish.
Like, why have we got so many different teeth? Why don't we just got like two big teeth, one top, one bottom?
Like, bots, like a cartoon.
Yeah. Well, it makes it
like
harder.
Action Man. You can't get that. In Turkey, I bet you could get that, just one tooth on the top and the bottom.
Oh, yeah, I might do that. I'm going to go get head plugs, but just one big hair. One big bit of hair.
One thick head.
One teeth on each side. Like a fucking... Look like something from Dick Tracy.
Aren't teeth made of the same thing as hair?
No, they're made of enamel.
That's
nails,
what
same thing as fingernails.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Made from the same thing as hair.
Right.
Oh, that's what I meant. They're made
from
something...
the same thing as baths.
Enamel.
Armitage shanks written on the bottom.
It is funny. It's made by the same thing as like toilets and shit. Isn't it?
Porcelain.
Oh, isn't it? You can get enamel toilet. Old school toilet.
That way you've got bog breath. Can I flush your mouth, please?
Shit in my mouth.
I don't think they're made of the same thing as toilets.
But I think I'm sure. Wouldn't enamel have been used for baths and toilets back in the day?
Yeah, you can get enamel toilets.
Yeah, I thought you would have been able to.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Now there'd be porcelain.
Porcelain.
Why is it? Could they not make toilets out of other things? Obviously, in some bars.
Porcelain's
like,
very strong.
You get like metal toilets in like in bars, but. Why is it the standard
metal toilets
and
the
enamel?
Worst, didn't they? Don't you think?
Surely there should be other materials. Why aren't there plastic toilets?
Because it wouldn't last as long.
Why aren't there bouncy rubber ones? Have a little play on.
A little bit of fun while you shit.
Just so you drop your shit and it just bounces like boom, 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 until it goes into the water.
Bouncy castle.
Yeah, I don't understand why there aren't. Why is it such a...
I mean, there's a reason for it, isn't
why
it?
Why has like, porcelain got such a
porcelain
monopoly
doesn't
on
conduct electricity. That's why they use it on spark plugs in cars. And you know the telephone wires at the top, you see little port because it doesn't conduct electricity.
So in the toilet, you can't get electrocuted.
Yeah.
Which has always been a concern of mine.
Exactly. But I don't think that's the reason for toilets.
I don't think it
unless
is.
Unless you plug it in.
What about them Japanese? Have you ever been on Japanese toilets?
I was going to say, what about them Japanese lot? Sorry to segue, but what
handbrake turn.
What are they about?
Just something I want to get off my chest this week. The Japanese guys.
What about them lot?
No, have you used the Japanese heated toilets?
I haven't. I really want to.
It's a bit weird. It's a bit like when you use heated car seats and it makes you feel like you've pissed yourself.
Yeah.
It's nice in the winter, but like it's got a limited time frame. You put it on, nice and warm, turn it off. Because otherwise, you just feel like I've done something in my pants.
That's nice.
That's okay. You're on the toilet.
On the toilet, it's nice. Yeah.
Do you ever wet your bed as a kid?
I don't know why that made me
I used
laugh.
To have dreams that I'm going to toilet, like I'm in school, but in my dream, and I'm going to the toilet, but I can feel it all around me spreading.
Oh, man.
It's really warm.
I think I pissed the bed about, I want to say 5 years ago, but I can't Ooh. Be sure. I was so drunk, and I woke up the next morning in what I thought, I was really sweaty, it was really hot, and I woke up in what, the bed was like soaked.
But not like, been sweat.
But I think it was sweat. But I also, there was so much water that I also think there was piss involved as well. I can never be sure, though. It was a hotel bed, so it's fine. I just got out of it.
Just allow it, innit? perfect timing.
As you're leaving, you even having like gripe about the breakfast. You're moaning about shit when you've pissed in their bed.
Yeah, just blow your nose on a pillow.
Not a noise from that road out front.
Those hash browns were terrible. Yeah,
God, it's literally a shit in your bed.
Stop moaning about the buffet. Vegan options.
Wi-Fi was a bit shit. Yeah.
It was a bit laggy, the Wi-Fi. I couldn't watch porn as I was having a shit. Stop ringing the bell on reception like a little madam. Little fucking diva. Lady Gaga downstairs.
Do you ever moan about that? Like, do you ever complain in hotels?
I have done once, but only because it was so... It smelled of cigarettes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But
yeah.
So strong, and I did... And I rang them in the night, and they didn't really get back to me. So the next day, they give me the money back, innit?
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm not. It's got to be.
It was me smoking.
Sorry. Excuse me.
I can really smell cigarette. It feels like it's right under my nose.
But I am.
Like a Hamlet.
I've got. Yeah, it's got to be some real problems for me to complain.
Yeah.
What I mean, I know there's some. I know some comedians
like the hookers late or something
complain about everything. You know what I mean? They get in there and it's the minor thing, and they're suddenly calling down.
I don't do that.
Did you ever watch that Four in a Bed show?
I've seen a few of those. No,
but it's like Channel 4. So it's all these. It's actually like more four. It's never on.
Is
Channel
it? 4. Is it the one where the people that own
hoteliers go to each other's B&Bs?
I've never fully watched it. It's been on in the background.
So it's a bit like that cooking one.
It's like Come Dine With Me.
It's like Come Dine With Me, but. They're professionals. And it's mad when they walk into the hotel room and they say, this is what I do every time I go somewhere. They like take all the sheets off the bed and like look under everything. Like, you're just looking for bad news.
Yes. I don't want to know.
They're checking on the top of everything. And
I'm scared to look under the bed.
Like, absolutely.
Every now and then I might.
This is spooky ghost.
It's almost just face on the side.
But it takes me so much to complain. I remember I was in a hotel in Liverpool and... There was like
not the Adelphi.
No, I can't remember what it was called. So shiny. But there was like little bits of like broken glass on the floor.
That's romantic.
That's a complaint.
And I was like, I'll tell them in the morning.
Yeah.
And then they like gave me my money back in the morning. Nice. Oh, but cool. I didn't. I feel like I definitely should have gone downstairs and been like, here, I can't sleep there.
I think you're allowed
glass.
To call up if there is shards of glass. Yeah. That feels
if
like
you're bleeding out.
I don't think the receptionist can be like, fucking get a load of this guy.
Fucking diva.
I'm feeling really cold and there's right, seven mate. Pints of blood. I'm really shivery. Can I change rooms?
I keep seeing my dead grandpa.
I keep seeing the light. Can I change to the honeymoon suite? You got someone with a view.
I got and this is such a obvious, like, it was dark, but basically I went to my parents' flat. I'm clearing out my parents' flat at the minute, which is quite a sad thing to do.
Yeah.
But it's fine because it's sort of, you know, it's just necessary. It's a final bit of like the admin I need to do. And I went there. I've only been going there during the days to like box stuff up and, you know, get rid of stuff. And then the other night I had to go there to pick something up because I was going to see my mum the next day. And I went in and all the lights were off. And it was just, I swear, like, I turned into like a little scared child. Like,
I'm a nightmare.
I suddenly was like, it's the first time I've been in that flat when no one's in there. And it's dark and quiet. Mm. And the nearest light switch when you go in is like down the hallway. Oh. I was just like, I ran to that
light
switch.
You don't want to put a torch on. That's even scarier, isn't it?
Yeah, you just see like just someone go behind the doorway.
Just someone's face.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know why. I'm not scared of ghosts or the dark or any of that stuff. But I just really got unnerved. Like, I definitely was like, my dad's ghost is going to just... I'm just going to hear scuttling down the hall. My dad's little tiny feet.
Pitter-pattering.
You know, my dad always pitter-pattering.
Well, he had size 7 feet, which isn't small, but you know, it's quite small for a man, isn't it? It's on the small end. 6 and 7 are the small end of a men's foot.
I've got
a 7.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've only got an 8, so I'm at the bottom end of medium.
Yeah.
So you'd say 6 and 7 is like tiny girl feet.
Little bitch. Oh,
fucking Cinderella over here! I lost a shoe, my prince.
When did you grow up in Imperial China?
Little Barbie feet.
I had them bound as a kid. I mean, my other one's an 11.
You had 1 foot bound.
Just one. We run out of twine. Or whatever it's called.
Only walk in circles now.
Oh, man. But
I've just played netball.
No, but I would say 8 to 10 is medium men's feet.
That's
11. 11 up is large.
Yeah, big.
And once you get into like...
That's big dick feet.
I remember Nathan Caton... In Edinburgh, we were walking around in Edinburgh, and I think we looked at some trainers in a shop or something. And I swear to God, like his feet, I asked him what size he was, and I think he's like 14 or something like that. That is like that is massive.
Yeah, has he ever fallen over in his life?
He just sort of bounces up. Like,
Did you throw that tissue over?
Yeah, of course.
Cheers. I'll have a wank. Let's talk on Nathan's feet, man.
Oh, God.
Kick me, guy. Thank you.
It's massive. Like he's got like all the shoes online and stuff. You can't just walk into Foot Locker and get a size 14.
Can't fit in the door. Can't just walk into anywhere, actually.
You can be on an escalator and it'll be ridiculous.
Yeah, fucking hell, hard must it be. The back of your feet are sticking off.
Your feet are so big and you stand in a lift and your toes.
Milo McCabe's
got massive feet as
he's
well.
He's very tall as well.
I remember
well,
being
though.
In his house, I just saw his line of shoes there. They look like canoes. So big. I mean, he's tall, isn't he?
Going boating at the weekend.
Why has your house got lifeboats?
Yeah, it's in a Titanic, right?
It's gonna bail out.
I'm glad I've got smaller feet on the smaller end.
You could just pitter patter around.
Yeah, you don't clump around.
Yeah, people can't tell you when you're following them.
Yeah, I don't know when I'm.
You can catch people unawares.
Yeah. It's very quiet. When I wear my little barefooters, these things.
I'm going to get some of them.
These are very quiet. They're like ninja shoes, man. Look at them. So thin and bendy.
Are they comfortable, though? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're comfortable in the sense of you can feel everything and there's no support at all.
If you tread on a nail...
then you're fucked, basically.
I'd say that's true of most shoes.
That's true. Obviously, they've got a very thin sole. Like, they've got a rubber sole, so the nail's not just going to pop through unless you really go down on it.
Go down on a little nail.
But I do feel... I've not been wearing them recently. I don't know why. I think, like, just... because I've had so much on in the last few months, and I've always been running between things. So I've been, like... I'd do stuff for my parents, and I'd do some parenting stuff for my own child, and then I'd go to a gig. I always had to just sort of dress for the whole day, and I wouldn't wear these on stage.
Well, that's my concern with them. I think people would clock it.
No, I've always had an issue with people wearing like sportswear on stage. Not like you can get away with a cool tracksuit top or something.
Yeah.
But like, I always used to say it to Brett Goldstein. He always used to wear like running trainers on stage.
Yeah.
Because he's such a good looking man. And like he's sort of salt, isn't he? Yeah, and he's always looked quite athletic in like his frame. And he'd wear like a tight black t-shirt or white t-shirt, jeans. He looked really good. And then his trainers were always like Asics running shoes. And it was like, I was always like, oh man, come on, just put a nicer trainer on and you'd fucking...
They are kind of the most comfortable
shoes. But that's it, he was wearing them for comfort, right? But I've always had a thing of like on stage, every item of clothing at least should look like you've dressed up a little bit, even if it's casual. I always wear like a t-shirt, but I'll wear a little jacket and I wear a nice pair of jeans.
I remember
a nice fashion shoe or trainer.
I was talking to someone about like what you wear on stage and how to do that, and Tom Allen said to me, he was like, I've always been told dress like just one notch like classier than the audience. How I was like, Tom one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in a three piece.
Yeah. It was at like all his audience are. Fucking like the House of Lords.
He's a sharp dresser, isn't he?
Yeah. I've had people tell me at gigs I'm very comfortable at, like when I'm doing Vauxhall,
yeah,
I'm in Crocs.
See, I'm against that. Just not because it's more to do with, I don't know what it is. It's something about like why I wouldn't wear these barefoot things.
Yeah,
I just don't. I think I don't know. Something about wearing a comfort shoe on stage. I feel like it's.
I do wear trainers on stage, but
you can wear a trainer,
but they're nice trainers.
It's just
nice
comfortable.
Trainers.
Yeah.
But
I've wore tracksuit bottoms by accident once. I forgot my trousers. I was in Leeds.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't agree
and,
with that. At all.
And I had to get on stage and just win tracksuit bottoms.
Oh,
unless
it's sort of a decision. Like Dame Baptiste is always in tracksuit bottoms.
Yeah.
And that's like a conscious decision. That's
they are nice. I've got the same tracksuit as him, actually, like a Nike Tech Fleece.
Yeah. It's nice, but I think like unless it's your look.
Yeah.
I think you should just make a tiny bit of
glass it up a bit.
Yeah. And also because these are
short
a bit like,
shorts.
You know, these are a bit like, you know, they're sort of. I mean, I'm wearing them with a.
You could get away with
Nike
them, no,
utility trouser, so I look like I'm about to go hiking. Do you know what I mean? I look like I'm about to sort of lead a.
They look quite smart,
but I'd say like because that outfit's well put together, and it's because they're not because a lot of those barefoot shoes look freaky.
Well, these are the ones I purposely bought the ones that are the most. At a second glance, you wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
Because they're just plain white.
You've seen the ones where the toes are separated.
A Benny Boot wears those. The Vibram, like finger toes.
They look like a gorilla or something. It looks weird.
It's just disgusting.
Gonna hang upside down like the Lost Boys.
You've got to buy the socks for them as well. So you've got to buy socks.
Socks with toes.
Oh.
What? It's so funny. Why do we not like that? Do you know what I mean? It's like I don't want to know how many toes you have.
Yeah. It's weird, yeah. We don't force everyone to wear mittens. Oh,
we don't really need toes, do we? Like, we could have just one long nail.
What is this podcast?
This goes back to my thing, honestly. I agree.
Helping evolution, man.
Yeah, get rid of the nails. Why have we got nails? Why have we got toenails? Fingernails make sense. You've got to pick stuff. Why the fuck have you got toenails?
In case you want to get a bogey out.
Of your what? Of your toe?
Your foot.
No, that's what I mean. Get rid of toenails.
True.
Just have one thick sausage
toe. They protect your soft skin, I bet, don't they?
What, the nails?
Yeah.
What about all the other skin on your foot? You haven't got one massive nail over your foot, have you?
Oh, yeah.
It's a hangover from when you needed, like, poseable thumbs on your feet.
On your feet, yeah.
That's why monkeys have them, right? But ours, evolution hasn't got rid of them yet. That'll be next to go, surely.
How else can we make the human body? Do we need two nostrils?
One big hole in the front
big
of your head.
Big old line of coke.
Did you see the footage of, I mean, this is linked, but Kwasi Kwarteng, the Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Pissing himself laughing?
At the Queen's funeral.
Why was he laughing?
Literally, like, you know, everyone's sitting there all somber looking down.
Yeah.
He's just on his own, just like laughing to himself. and everyone's obviously
They
like,
might have edited it, though.
No. It's actual footage. It's real footage of him. No, there's no other footage of anyone at the whole service doing that. And he is laughing, and he looks really fidgety and weird. So obviously everyone's like, he's on the fucking gack.
Might be on the mushrooms or something.
It looks like he is a bit like, he's on something. And obviously, allegedly, we probably should, I don't know what the
He's definitely
is.
On it.
He's definitely coked
he
up
told
his eyeballs.
Me.
Yeah, he retweeted.
I sold it to him.
He retweeted the video and said, hashtag Charlie for Charlie.
But it's funny. And also, and I'm not one of these like, you know, it's not even a conspiracy, is it? But like, the fact that there's sort of a bit of a media, we're not going to touch this thing, is very strange. I mean, I understand the Daily Mail obviously wouldn't.
What, they're not touching him doing that?
Well, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, the Daily Mail literally has run a week of stories.
They do have their favourites.
About how Meghan Markle and Harry fucking held hands at something.
Yeah, she had her arms out.
And she had bare arms out one day. But literally, the Chancellor of the Exchequer looking like he's on drugs at the funeral and laughing at the Queen's funeral. Suddenly, they're not mentioning it.
Yeah.
There obviously is an agenda. But, like, what's weird is how come none of the other news outlets are really going for it. That's what makes me...
But it might have been... I mean, it probably weren't laughing at the Queen being dead, do you think?
No. But he obviously was... Something was going on that he was not very professional.
Yeah.
Everyone else knew. Even Boris fucking kept it somber for the whole thing.
Yeah. Although he queued up wrong. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
What about Holly and Phil then, jumping the queue?
They got in the coffin.
Yeah.
At the service.
They died before him. I mean, that was a little bit. I know they tried justifying it, but it was,
yeah, that was definitely a retrospective. Like, it was for work.
Yeah, it might have been
Beckham's
for work.
Beckham's PR one, just fucking queuing
up. Oh, he smashed
that,
mate. Get dressed,
like good work, wasn't it?
Dress like, you're in Peaky Blinders in a queue.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's going on the news, going, yeah, I just wanted to see the curve
It's quite nice, the soldier. Did you see him? I just watched it just now. He's like walked along and he was like, he just stopped, put his bag down, put his soldier hat on, saluted.
What
it was quite
melt.
It was quite it was quite cool though. Then he went back home and flew out to murder people.
Murder brown people in the desert.
But it was quite, I quite liked it, to be honest.
I find all that quite cringy.
But he, from his point of view, though,
I know
he was a good guy, you know what I mean?
Soldier stuff I find really cringy.
Did you see that?
We do need him,
sort of, Your Majesty.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, fucking
turn. But we need him like that, don't we? We need him loyal and trained. Kids.
Programmable.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
I mean, I get why they want that.
I think the army does need them like that. Yeah.
We need the army, don't we?
When have we not last actually needed the army? Give us a.
Didn't have the army, I think we'd realise we needed them. Mate.
But no, but I'm saying, what's the last conflict where you actually think we needed that?
Last time I heard the army being deployed was, remember the start of lockdown when everyone was like, there's tanks going down the M25?
That was so funny. It's like, 7 days later, oh, there must be a caught in traffic.
They're going to barricade us into our houses with
two
soldiers.
Months later, M1's busy, isn't it?
Pulled into Cobham services. But that's what I mean. Like, you know, I do think it's a bit of a myth. That, you know, when we say we need, I'm not saying we don't need
them. I mean, the world is a hostile place, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but when's the last time we were in a conflict we actually should have been in?
We needed that fucking oil, innit?
Well, no, yeah, but I can't, when's the last conflict? Since the Second World War.
I don't know. I mean, Putin would probably blow us, would come after us, wouldn't it, if we didn't?
But that's one big button. You know, if he presses his big button, we press our big button.
But he's killing himself by doing that as well, isn't it?
Yeah, the army ain't stopping that.
Because I'm going over there, innit?
No, but that's why, I mean, you have nuclear weapons as a deterrent. He's not...
But they keep the fighting on a lower level, don't they? Just because it's common sense, otherwise everyone's going to die. So they're like, all right, we'll just play on this level with the armies.
Yeah, I think it's all a bit...
It's like there's rules, there's unwritten rules, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think it's because we're told that more than, like, you know, I think, obviously, every country has an army because every other country has an army. That's it. That's the only reason you've got an army.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the idea...
That's human nature, isn't it? We are violent.
That's just tribes, isn't it? It's like, he's got a knife, so I better have a knife. They've got guns, so we better have guns.
That's why we love boxing. I mean,
but
UFC.
But I think it's built on the myth that if you got rid of the army... You'd be attacked. Like,
yeah.
If you're saying if Britain got rid of the army tomorrow, imagine we disbanded the army.
I reckon we would be.
I 100% guarantee you we would not be attacked.
I reckon we would.
Who by?
By some fucking pussy holes.
But who? No, name a country that would on the ground send troops to the UK.
I mean,
No, but name one. Give me a country. I'm telling you.
Russia.
And they wouldn't. You tell me Russia are going to send their troops all across Europe and Europe would just allow that. Europe wouldn't allow another world war to break out.
So we'd rely on the other countries' armies.
I'm saying Russia wouldn't do that because that would be suicide for their own army. Because other countries just wouldn't let Russian troops march through their country.
But then we're still relying on their army to stop
them. No, you're relying on geography. Because the Russian troops would have to march through other countries
to
get here.
They could fly over.
Huh? So then, wait, we've got air defence systems.
Yeah, but you're saying if we didn't have an army.
No, I'm saying we didn't have literally army ground sort of just like troops, infantry.
Oh, so we still have weapons.
Yeah, of course you've got you've got an air defence system.
Oh, I thought you meant we cancelled all our weapons.
You've got nuclear weapons. I'm saying the army. I'm talking about like day-to-day troops.
I think to go into a village and if a country's at war and we're going in to protect them, I know there's fucking more to it than that. A lot of the wars are bullshit. Well, all of the wars, aren't they? But to go into a village and protect people and separate, you need people on the ground, don't you?
Yeah, but like say, but the only times we ever do that, really...
Storming into a building, finding Bin Laden.
Yeah, but we're not needed for that. All the times we've done it, we haven't actually been needed.
Because it's been political, the reason why we're doing it.
Yeah, of course. We're actually being needed, like Rwanda, suddenly they're like, actually, no, we don't want to get involved.
It's it becomes non-interventionism.
I think it's all built on a myth.
There's a lot of bullshit to it.
It's all horse shit, and actually it's... You know, I'm not saying also, I understand it gives jobs to people, but, you know.
Why do people need jobs?
I know.
I agree. This is
we shouldn't just be giving people jobs because everyone has to have a job.
Again, that's a myth as well. This whole idea of like work is how you sort of value yourself. And it's bollocks. I see people all the time arguing online about, you know, low paid jobs and go, well, what do you want them to do? Just not work. And like, yeah, that is better than having a shit low paid job. And they're like, but it gives you a sense of self-worth. No, it don't. Working too many hours to not be able to afford your rent.
Yeah, and not see your family. Yeah. Give you three jobs.
What'll give you more value? Like, it's like, yeah, that, I'm well up for that universal
basic income.
I think it's a.
It would make people. It would have a downside, I guess, that it make people like lazier, wouldn't it?
But
what, you and think
then they,
that, but
and then
does...
they wouldn't have a purpose.
But I think
who has a purpose that's in a shit job and they're struggling? They
if
can't.
They're hating it, like in some cleaning
most
sewer.
Most people in low paid jobs hate their job, right?
I guess, yeah. Some people don't.
No, not, I'm not saying
that. I tell you, the people that get on my nerves the most at the moment are people who work in charity shops.
They're not even getting paid.
Some Oxfam
volunteers.
Oxfam get paid. They're the moodiest fucking bastards. I swear to God, there's something matter with them. They're all the same.
Well, I will say, they definitely, there's one who works.
Try and donate some clothes at like 3 p.m. No. They start attacking, like getting the hump.
Yeah,
like,
no, that is, you can't.
Don't leave them on the door. I put them on their doorstep about midnight, like not long ago. I thought, fuck them.
What I've started doing.
Just two big bags.
I take clothes to the bins, the Oxfam bins Sainsbury's.
That's where
now.
I get clothes.
That's where I live.
That's where I go for Christmas shopping. But peeping my head up.
There's a woman,
a little mole.
I won't name it. I don't know how. It would never get back to her. But there's quite a big charity shop just near where I live. And for some reason, Twyla loves going in there because it's got furniture and everything. It's quite a fun place to play around. And there's like loads of books and stuff. So she would like get books and we'll buy a couple. They're like 50p each. Yeah.
And the workers are like, oh God, they're here again.
Well, there might be
I'm going out back for a fag.
Well, there might be that thing if we are in there for like an hour while Twyla just reads books and sits on the chairs and stuff. But
I do it.
I always make sure to buy something because I'm like, I don't want to take the piss.
Yeah.
But there is like, out of all the staff, there's like, there's one woman who's just fucking so, like, I've literally been in there like 10 times in the last month, 2 months. And like, I'm always like, hello. And she just, she's sort of always quite rude.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you doing here? Like, if you're meant to, I know you're in a shop, you're volunteering, good, right? But, you know, we're coming in to buy stuff.
Yeah. You need our money.
Don't just be
money.
Rude to us, you know what I mean?
But this is, I think this is the logical extension of that argument where if you pay people shit wages, they will work shitly.
But if you're volunteering, you've made the decision. That's a different thing to working low pay. Surely if you're a volunteer in a charity shop, you're doing it because you want to be there and help.
Yeah.
But I think if you're having...
No, don't volunteer and then be
get
horrible.
Get a fucking job. You know what I mean? Don't take it out of me.
That's the only time I agree with that.
I'm giving you my old pants.
I hate the idea of get a fucking job. I like people that just go, no, I'm going to be on the dole.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, I don't mind that, but it's like, don't volunteer.
Don't volunteer, yeah. Then you should get a job. If you want to be somewhere during the day, but you're going to be annoyed about doing it in a charity shop, then get a job. I agree with that.
Like, I went into one the other day, well, months ago, and there was a jacket in there, 120 quid. I thought charity shops would be like 10p or something.
Yeah.
But then there was, I swear this is true as well. I put it on my Instagram story about a year ago. So a pair of trainers in there for £390.
What? Oh my God.
This is Blackheath Village. So the charity shops are like,
that is
fucking
insane. Oh, bougie charity
they look like
shop.
Zara, you know what I mean?
I got a bit annoyed. I did buy a thing. It was a shirt, actually. It was a Abercrombie & Fitch shirt in this shop the other week. Like, I never really buy clothes in there.
What, charity shop?
Yeah, so I don't mind a charity. What I like in a charity shop, and I suppose it's the same as vintage shop,
pussy.
Is a jacket. like, you know what I mean? I like buying jackets sort of vintage and secondhand because, you know, to sort of, and oh, you can always tell ones that have not been worn much, right? But I saw a shirt that was brand new, still had the tag on it, Abercrombie and Fitch, and I couldn't find the price on it. And all the prices, like, it's a really cheap charity shop, this. Books are 50p, everything's got like a standard, all that, the like jumpers, t-shirts, jackets are all £5 to £10.
Yeah.
And so I just like, oh, it's going to be a fiver or something. Yeah. Like, nailed this, brand new. And it looked nice. It's sort of almost like it looks denimish, but it's sort of darker and it's very simple, but a nice piece. And I took it up and it was like 25 quid.
Oh.
But by the time I'd taken it up,
you can't be like, oh, no,
that's
no,
all right.
No, no.
But because everything else is £5 to £10. I was like, well, it's going to be fine. I'd already got in my head that I found such a good bargain.
Yeah.
And then when I put it down, they said 25. I bought it anyway.
How much would it have been in the shops?
50.
If you weren't so tight, how much would it have been?
I reckon 50 quid probably.
I got a really nice t-shirt in Oxfam recently. It was Uniqlo. like just nice black t-shirt, nice thick, but like really,
yeah, yeah.
And it like just, do you know what? It just like hung very nicely on
Uniqlo,
me.
Very good for a basic
£3.
Yeah, that's good.
So good.
I've got a basic jumper from Uniqlo. It's quite good quality.
Great. I love Uniqlo.
I used to exclusively wear their, if for a black or white plain t-shirt, exclusively wore Uniqlo.
Yeah.
Because their sort of basic ones were cheap, but also held their shape well. They didn't wash it. Yeah, funny.
Bit weird.
And it was just very comfortable, light.
I bought something off Boohoo Man the other day. I sent it back. It's rubbish.
Made
man.
Of like wafer, isn't it?
I yeah. know, so I sent this shit. Back to them kids who made it. Someone gave a kid a slap around the head. You see the stitching in the shoulder. You
literally get
fucker.
Kids to do it. Yeah, it's I bought one item in the past from Boohoo, and it was a shirt. The pictures of it looked so nice and cool. It looks like a sort of, you know, I'd say like a Miami Vice style shirt, a bit of a Hawaiian style, and it looked lovely. It was pink and it had flowers on it, and yeah. I'm like, ooh, and I got it. And it,
you
honestly
coming out, yeah.
But I swear to God, I put it on and wore it for about 10 minutes. I swear.
It fell off.
It was made of sweat.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of them things where you're like, not, like, it didn't. It made me sweat even though I wasn't that hot. I don't know how that works. What's it made of that makes you do that? Just no like, other layer's ever done that.
Yeah, just like non-breathable. Polyester,
yeah.
Ugly.
Like, oh, man, it was gross. Gave it straight to a charity shop.
There's so many people, but this is the problem, is like, because it's quite cheap, the Boohoo stuff, people buy it, wear it once, and then just buy more. It's like, well, this is that fast fashion.
Fast fashion, yeah. Yeah, which is that's why I've actually really stopped that. Like, I used to, up until about 3 years ago, I used to buy a lot of stuff on ASOS.
Yeah.
Quite cheap ASOS own brand.
Yeah.
And no, don't get me wrong.
They
So that's now I tend to buy, like, I actually bought these Nike trousers on ASOS. And they're a lovely.
They're nice.
Light, like, really lovely light material. They're like a sort of almost a golf trouser.
Yeah, yeah.
But you could just, and all seasonal. But they get wet, they dry so quick, and but they're super light and comfortable. Also got one zip pocket, good for out and about.
This podcast is brought to you by Nike Utility Trousers.
Yes, but yeah, I bought these in ASOS, but they were quite expensive. But now that's what I do. I don't go on and buy stuff that I think I might get a few months out of, and then it's gone.
Yeah,
I've cut my buying clothes right down to hardly any
jeans. I spend a little bit more on. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to.
T-shirts, I just throw a couple of pennies at it.
See, even a T-shirt now, I needed a new, just black, everyday T-shirt.
Mm.
So I bought a Dickies one that was good quality.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
Well made, will last 5 years probably.
That's good.
Rather than a shitty Primark
5 years
one.
Is a good time, isn't it?
Primark ones last about 2 washes.
I know, yeah, but I just bin them off and buy another one. That's,
but then you've got to think about the numbers, isn't it? If you do that even 5 times.
Keep them kids employed, though. Before they come over here and fucking start nicking our jobs.
You get dropped from a weekend at the Glee because there's a little Indian boy.
Does it for fucking £10 a gig.
right, all shit, sorry.
Should we have a look in the WhatsApp group?
We should have a look and see in the WhatsApp group.
If you want to join our WhatsApp group, it's £5 a month on Patreon. You also get other stuff, including early releases, full episodes.
Come on, mate. Can you check?
Dick pics.
I've lost where I am in the group, so you need to check.
Patreon.com/dickpics/ We Are TVI. You have to put it in the actual address bar, don't you? Because you can't search it on Patreon.
Oh, you can fix that.
Because we are X Direct.
Should just make it not to basically, because I assume this is at the start. When you've clicked like 18 plus,
right,
for you to like sign up to it, but that's for like people who are doing OnlyFans stuff.
Oh, we do that.
Yeah.
Our Patreon, we do get our willies out a lot, don't we?
Definitely. So, first question.
Okay.
Which is better, cozy winter nights or long, hot summer evenings from RB?
I'm going to say it.
I'll read his phone number out, shall I? 07862.
This last week has been the changing of the season. Yeah. Not to sound like a poet.
Yeah. But the changing of the tides.
But you can feel it.
It's the best of times. It's the worst of times.
Did you watch that video of Michael Sheen? Doing the Welsh
League of Their Own. I mean, I'm all in on Wales at the World Cup.
My God.
Oh my goodness.
Like proper just hands on the back end.
He's an actor, isn't he?
You know, he played Dylan Thomas in what's it called? There's a play about Dylan Thomas.
Oh, Under Milk Wood.
Under Milk Wood. And he Yeah, so we obviously channeled that Dylan Thomas thing, but he fucking hell, it was brilliant.
Oh yeah. Oh, I was buzzing.
What's that? The opening thing he says in Welsh? It's I've forgotten the name of it. It's a Welsh phrase that means like we're still here. It's a really powerful thing.
Is it essentially their version of Chocky Arla, which is Irish for our day will come?
That's it. But it's that. But yeah, it is just still here. That's so simple, isn't it? Yeah. Still here.
That's so good.
I watched that like the day before the funeral, Queen's funeral. It's like, yes. English.
One of these got me buzzed.
England have got some sayings, isn't it? Like, your day will not come. I'm like, where are you? Who dis?
Who are you?
New number, who dis?
Who the fuck is this guy?
England saying is just best luck with that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we're busy.
New number.
Sorry, Squire. Right. Sorry, I've got a latte.
What's that saying? Has we got it?
My God, because I googled the the speech, but I don't know what he.
Oh, it's yeah.
All right, let me find.
There's a phrase. He says it, and it's fucking good.
I'll start the next question. But I know
we didn't actually do that question.
Oh yeah,
we're talking about.
I don't know. They're both nice, aren't they? The thing is about summer. It is uncomfortable, isn't it?
Exactly. And winter's obviously when
I
it's
do
too
love
cold.
Fucking summer. It's my favorite.
I love
season.
Autumn. I'm an autumn.
Autumn's nice. Put on the old scarf, your tweed jacket.
It's that thing. It's a thing of being able to wear just a nice light jacket.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say this.
I like leaves on the floor as well.
Ima O'Hidd by Dafydd Iwan. It means we are...
New number Udis.
It just means still here.
Let me see.
Still here.
That?
Go up. Oh, it's Ma O'Hidd.
Ma O'Hidd. Is that Welsh, yeah?
It's like Ma O'Hidd. Ma O'Hidd.
Ma O'Hidd.
Should be the name of this episode.
Yeah. It's not like Latin. We are still here. Taffy.
I'm going to open with that card.
Chin up, boil.
Next time I'm there.
You should learn word for word Michael Sheen's speech that he did and just open.
I'm fucking wicked, mate. What do you prefer? Do you prefer summer or winter?
I mean, I definitely prefer summer, you know what I mean? But winter nights are nicer when you get indoors. You probably sleep better in the winter.
I love like Christmas, you know, it's dark and cold and everyone's got their scarves and they're going Christmas shopping.
And I'm on my own with a carrot. And a fucking...
You're crying next to a tree.
Christmas hat.
Yeah, you know. But no, I do. I'm definitely more of a winter than a summer.
Is that just because you get to drink every morning for a month?
Yes. I mean, my wife has already ordered the booze for this year's advent calendar. So fuck, man.
I'm so excited.
I'm going to get mashed up.
It's a mixture of I'm excited, but I'm also dreading it again.
I'm just really excited to see your wee face going, ooh-wee.
Oh, God. It's so long as well. Like, it's 24 days is.
Listen, how many fringes have you done? You've been practicing this for your whole life.
That's true. I will be doing the advent calendar this year, everyone. I'm actually, what time is it? Do we start? This might just be the end of the public episode, maybe.
Go over to our
Patreon listeners,
if you want to see the rest of the episode.
Basically, I'm going to be doing the advent calendar. If you missed it last year, booze every morning. My wife buys 24 bottles of alcohol, wraps them up, and I have to open them every morning, decide how to drink it, make a cocktail, whatever, drink it. I film myself and then I put it out
house
every day.
Up. And that's drunken rage.
And so me doing my advent calendar, it becomes a sort of online advent calendar for other people. But if I'm thinking this year, if people do want to partake, rules, you can't be an alcoholic. It can't be problematic. You've got to be somebody who can do it responsibly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've got a 2-year-old. I'm going to be doing it. I'm not going to be
doing
that. And then getting on. I'm not going to then go on the beers all day.
No.
You know what I mean? Some days I might. But it's going to be most
days.
Just
neck a little shot and then just keep healthy for the rest of the
day. Yeah. Normally, like, I'll do it.
Yayo.
And then I'll have a couple of lines.
Just do different narcotics each day.
No, but yeah, that's it. Most days it was literally the only drink I had that day. And then I will say towards the end of... As I got near Christmas and got to the social part of Christmas, there was days when I'd have that and then it would be like, then I'd go out and meet people later in the afternoon and have a few and it was like, I was like, this is too much booze. But I will. Yeah, if you want to partake, I'm going to put a message out on Instagram in a couple of weeks, maybe, with the sort of here's the rules, get involved, and we'll share everyone's videos around, and we'll all do it together.
Yeah.
So it should be fun. There we go.
It's like that. Do you ever watch? Is it Saturday Kitchen Live?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they go like, cheers.
They always drink wine at like 9 a.m. Yeah, yeah.
But they get people to send in videos of them going,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't remember their names. Like, cheers, Michael. Cheers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they've caused some problems with drinking, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I often think that, like, because they're all sitting around drinking wine at like,
and
yeah,
cocktails, like, cocktails. Like a mixologist.
And
there.
I always worry about, like, when you get an actor or somebody who's on there promoting something who's, you know, maybe in recovery.
Troubled. Yeah, yeah.
And it must be quite sort of weird for them to sit around people drinking at 10 a.m. Mm. Like, obviously, they've got used to that thing of going to a bar with friends when everyone's drinking in the evening. And they're like, and I'll just have a Diet Coke.
They're working their program
but
properly.
I suppose. But, like, you know, if it's 10 a.m., it must be quite triggering.
Do the 12 steps, guys.
Yes, it's really worked for Julian.
Yeah.
That's sarcastic. But I didn't mean it.
Yeah, that's really
worked for
you.
This fucking booze head here.
Really worked for this fucking psycho.
So, next question. Lights. So, we're ending the public now, are we?
I think we're on to we're probably on to Patreon now.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So, Derek Hill, line up subject to change. Apart from the same reasons as everyone else, health, family, etc., what is an acceptable reason to pull out of a regular gig? Do clubs understand it? Say a corporate opportunity arises or maybe a TV appearance is offered. Can acts pull out for these reasons?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. I would say the most common reason
lazy.
Is pulling out. Yeah, I mean, I'd say me and Julian probably pull out more for laziness reasons. I love a little, but I would never do it. I'd only ever do it like a new material.
You can't do it if like, well, you shouldn't do it if like it's 50 quid more for another gig. That's a bit
no, that's rude. I would never do that. But like if you get offered a corporate,
yeah,
like, you know,
people understand.
Well, yeah. I run my new material night and I understand like it's 100 quid to close.
Yeah.
And, like, it's happened before. Like people, like Paul McCaffrey messaged me like, man, I've got a corporate coming. I'm so sorry. I was like, don't even.
It's not even.
Don't even nearly worry about that. It's
me
okay.
And him went out that night. Actually, watched the football. who did that the other day? There was an act that texted a promoter. They've sat in gig come up, but the promoter saw him on telly at a football game.
Oh,
so funny.
Yuck.
Do you ever get caught out on a lie? Like there was a guy who ran. So at my uni, it was like an orchestral music thing, and the guy who like ran all the rehearsals and stuff. I was like, oh man, I'm so sorry. My train's been cancelled. From Newcastle, so I can't, like, I was in Newcastle the weekend, so I can't make the rehearsal today. And he just replied, what train were you supposed to be on?
Oh.
That's awful.
No.
You're like, the one that got cancelled.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
trains have been cancelled from Newcastle.
Well, sorry, my reception's not working. No. I did it once. I was doing a double, and I did the first gig in Essex, and I pushed home on my GPS by accident.
Oh, no.
So I'm driving, thinking, this looks familiar. And I was nearly there. I was like, I'm only 6 minutes away. And I was like, right near my house.
Oh, man.
And then so I was late for the other gig. And I'm bombing it. It was like an hour away.
Oh.
I'm fucking bombing it, man, breaking all kinds of laws. And then he rang me, but it was a new number. So I just answered it off the fly. And he was like, and it was the gig guy.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He caught me off guard. And I just said, I had a crash. But one of the other acts on who I know is an ex-policeman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was really high up in the force, like head of murder squad for like 30 years. And he's a really good guy, but he messaged me saying if I need any help. Like everyone was trying to help me with this crash.
Oh, no.
And I was like, fuck, man, I lied.
Oh, man.
That's rough.
I didn't I drove to the gig, but it was all... I was so panicky, I even went to the gig, but it was all over. And they got... The compere just did like another half hour.
Oh man, yeah. I think gigs understand if it's a genuine sounding thing.
Yeah,
you know, I do think they get a bit. I've only ever had one like shitty argument with a promoter where I cancelled. I think I did. I mention it on here recently where I was doing. I was doing a gig in Essex. I was quite new. It's probably I'd probably like been going a couple of years, but like 2007 or 2008, and I got booked to do a gig in Essex. It's like my first gig there, so like it was like middle spot, 50 quid, and it was a Friday night. And then I got booked for my first Glee weekend in Birmingham.
Yeah.
And that was like, you know, that was such a jump up in that I was offered a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, two shows on Saturday, whatever, at Glee in Birmingham, one of the biggest clubs in the UK. So, and it was like, yeah, I was like, I've got to take this opportunity.
Yeah.
So, and I, this was like 6 weeks before the other gig. So I messaged.
That's fine.
I emailed the guy and was like, hey man, I'm really sorry, but I've got to pull out. And I said to him, I was honest. I said, look, I've been offered.
Turning down one gig for four gigs?
I said, I've been offered a 3-night run up in Birmingham and I've got to do it really. So, you know, it's sort of obviously I've got to prove myself there. And it's like, as I said, financially, it's incomparable. You're offering me 50 quid for a middle spot.
They're offering me 55
for all four gigs.
And that is much, much more money. And I thought he'd really understand because I'd given him 6 weeks' notice, and he fucking lost it. He was like, "This is unacceptable." He goes, "I've put you on the poster," and I was like, "If you put me on a poster, pay me more than 50 quid."
I know.
Yeah. And who the fuck's buying tickets to see someone who's been gone for two years?
Exactly. Yeah. And anyway, that guy was right. That's the end of this week's public episode. We hope you enjoyed it. What happens now, Julian?
They can, if they want to hear the rest of the episode, they can go over to patreon.com/wearetvi.
There you go. Once you've signed up there, you can hear the rest of the episode. You can hear all the old Patreon episodes, exclusives, whatever.
It's 45p a week.
Is it? Mm. That's cool. Mm. I didn't know that.
Easy life.
There we go. It's even cheaper than I thought. So do that. But if not, don't worry. You can listen to next week's public episode when it's released. Thanks.
Thank you. I think you're changing the podcast. I think you're going to die of AIDS in an alleyway. I'm all right.